song called Heroes. We need more First Nation heroes and all the survivors of residential school. Hey-ya, 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 hey-ya,
right, for what they do, they do. All right, you are listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, and I am your host, Anita B. It's been a long day. Yes, it has. All right, so we heard Apollo Ghosts with For What They Do, They Do. And you can find that song off a very good compilation entitled Safe Amp Comp, and it is put out by the Safe Amplification Society, who is dedicated to opening a community-based all-ages venue in Vancouver. How cool is that? Yes. So this compilation includes 18 songs by popular local bands, such as The Oz. Let's see who else is really good on this. Hermetic, Katie and the Lycan. I really like their song. Yeah, so a lot of really good bands. So there you go, folks. It's been a long day. Oh, God. I haven't had dinner either, but that's okay. I'm fine. It's just driving from East Van all the way over here, especially and I live in East Van. Took way longer today. Traffic, I think it's because the school year's on and whatnot. And there's it's exciting when you get to the campus here. It's there's a bunch of people running around, the frosh, the frosh. So it's memories, and I'm thinking, oh, I remember when I was young and I was less jaded and less bitter, and just the whole world was my oyster, and my whole world was hope and stars and sparkles and all that. Now it's, I don't know, there's a tarnish wearing on me. It's okay. I'm just a little tired. That's what happens when you get old. But that's okay. Okay, so enough about me. Let's continue our musical journey across Canada. Sure, let's do that. This show is Sam Squanch's Hideaway. This is where we listen to Canadian music. Yes, we do. And I'm here from 6:30 until 8 every second Wednesday. So yeah, there we go. What am I in the mood for? Well, I don't know. I'm always in the mood for some Lady Hawk. And I know I've been playing them a lot, but why not? Let's hear some more Lady Hawk. You cannot go wrong with Lady Hawk. In fact, it's always a good time. I think because I'm kind of in a bummer of a mood right now, I'll be honest. I'm just ugh. So I think this will cheer me up. Yes. And which song in particular from their new album entitled No Can Do? Yes Can Do. That's my mode right now. I'm in that mode. Let's see. Let's see what song. Footprints. Maybe a little Footprints. Yeah, that could be good. That's the first song on the album. Off this incredibly awesome album of four guys who now live in Vancouver, originally out of Kelowna. And the label this record is on is called Triple Crown Recordings. So enjoy. The station, of course, is CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Yeah.
All right, I'm just having some technical problems here. It's all good. Let me just get it going, though. Oh, all right. Let me... Okay, so what I'm trying to play is right now is something from a band who was quite on the scene back in the day. And I'm talking about The Cinch. This is a band. You can hear them playing. Here we are. Local Vancouver band. Popular about 10 years ago. This is Forwards and Backwards on CITR 101.9 FM. We'll be right back.
What should I do? Who should I be? Sometimes it gets too hard to see. So this journey in Exodus, it might mean leaving the rest of us. And they may mock you and make up lies and bend the truth from others' eyes. But it makes no difference as long as you're climbing up that ladder. And so farewell. What should I do? Who should I be? Sometimes it gets too hard to see. Invisible hands grab a hold of me. I'm stuck behind this enormous tree.
Come on, trees, feel that coolness.
Well, happy birthday to Val. Hello, Val. Val Cormier. She's in the house, and it's her birthday. So what a day to be born. Well, hey, what a day to have a massive terrorist attack, actually, on Val's birthday. What an awful, awful day and an awesome day. Because if it wasn't for September 11th, Val wouldn't be here. And on that note, though, let's take a minute and think about September 11th. It's been 12 years, folks, and I think it's changed everybody. It's changed me. It's changed me, and it's hit me pretty hard. And I just, let's think about those we lost. Yes, it's tough. But anyways, it was weird. I teach social studies, high school social studies, amongst a few other things. But and today I have my grade 10s, and they're a great class, actually. I love my class. And it was weird. I asked them, so what year were you born? And they were born in 98. So if you're in grade 10, apparently 98 is your year. And I'm all like, okay, 98. So you guys were like maybe three. Some of you weren't even quite three yet. So they have no recollection. And it's weird. I mean, we're all historians, meaning like if we live through it, remember it, we are part of history, and we are able to tell the story to people who weren't there, really, meaning they would only read about it as an after fact. And so it was really interesting. As I was explaining to my students, 9/11 will go down in those history books. I mean, it's obvious, but I mean, think about it. I was telling them, like, because in grade 9, they study the French Revolution, the English Civil War. What else do we study? We study Industrial Revolution, etc. And I was telling them, you know, in 200 years, you'll have students reading out of a textbook, or hey, getting a chip implanted into their head. Let's put it that way, while they're on some sort of spaceship with some virtual teacher talking about 9/11. And it's very odd. And I love the idea that truth can be stranger than fiction. What a strange, strange day. I don't know. Okay, but anyways, hey, let's get back to my show. Regularly planned music listening deal. Okay, so we just heard the band. What did we hear? I'm just looking over here. Hello. We heard the Sun Parlor Players. And the song we heard was If the Creeks Don't Rise. And you can find that off their album, which is entitled... Oh, I just had it here and I wrote it down. Now I can't find it. It's off one of their albums. Yeah, I'm on it. Yeah. The band, the Sun Parlor Players, I think just finished recording a new album, I believe. And they are originally out of Leamington, Ontario, which is where they get their name, Sun Parlor Players, because it's Leamington and Southern Essex County. Essex County is considered the Sun Parlor of Canada due to its low latitude, its southernness. I believe they've last I've heard, they're living in Toronto. There you go. Okay. What else did we hear before that? Then before that, we heard, I know. I was talking to Val for a while, so I haven't written this stuff down. So, Sean Mrazek Lives. That's what we heard. He has a new album out. It's called Thought He Was Dead. This is his debut. And we heard the song. What song did we hear? I think it was song number 7. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. I believe Invisible Hands. I think that was it. So, awesome. The whole record is really, really good. And he's out playing a fair amount. So you'll hopefully be able to catch him locally. He recently opened for Red Cross. That's pretty cool, isn't it? Red Cross. And it was at some cool venue. I'm trying to remember where. Last weekend or something. So that was, I'm sure, a really good show for Sean. And oh, and you can also take drum lessons from Sean. Yes, you can. So look him up. Look up Sean Mrazek. I just may be doing that. I didn't need to phone him. And then before that, we heard something from the band, the Vancouver band, The Cinch. They are no longer. They were mostly comprised of girls. You had one guy. And they had an album out. Well, they had a few releases, but we heard the song Forwards and Backwards from their album Shake If You Got It, which I believe was released in 2004, right around that time. And there you go, folks. That's what we heard. The time is 7 o'clock. It's 7 o'clock on the dot. And let's find out about our weather. Weather here in the city of Vancouver, British Columbia. Right now, currently, it's amazing. It's like such a gorgeous day. I went for a run today, and it was like, wow. It was hot. I went running at about 4:30, which is about the hottest time of the day. And let me tell you, that was, I was covered in sweat, like dripping through all layers of clothes. It was quite disgusting. All right. So it is currently 25. It's 7 p.m., folks, and it's 25 degrees, and it's September 11th. I mean, we still have about another 10 days of summer, which is great. But yeah. So 25. The low tonight is 16, the overnight low. And then tomorrow, look at this. It says here a high of 27. Is this a joke? And then it says the overnight low for tomorrow is 16. And then it looks like the weekend is going to be amazing. Look at that. Highs of 24 on both Saturday and Saturday. No, sorry. Yeah, so 24 on Saturday, 20 on Sunday. And it looks like it's going to be sunny. So excellent. All right, let's continue listening to music. Mostly, well, it's all from Canada. My show here, Sam Squanch's Highway, focuses on Canadian music. So that's what I do. My name's Anita B. And I am with you all until 8 o'clock. All right, let's hear something from Winter Sleep. I haven't heard anything from these guys in a while. They have a new album out. It's called Hello Hum. And I say new, it's newish. That's released in the past year or so. What year is it? Let's double check here. This was released in 2012, so about a year ago or so. So it's a new wish. They're out of Halifax, and we are going to hear, let's take a look. We're going to hear the song entitled, hold on, folks, Resuscitate. That is what we're going to hear. The station is CITR, 101.9 FM. Vancouver, here is Winter Sleep.
You shot me dead. Become a friend of CITR and get great discounts in the Commercial Drive area at
Bone Rattle Music Limited, High Life Records, and People's Co-op Bookstore.
It pays to be a friend of CITR. To find out more, visit us in room 233 of the sub on the UBC campus or online at citr.ca.
Strength,
dignity,
respect,
beauty,
self-worth,
safety,
confidence,
choice,
hope.
The Beauty Night Society is a registered charity dedicated to helping marginalized women introduce trust, hope, and self-esteem into their lives.
Through its popular makeover program, the Beauty Night Society has touched the lives of thousands and reintroduced a healthy touch to the lives of vulnerable women throughout British Columbia, creating real life makeovers.
Please visit www.beautynight.org for information on programs and on how to help. Beauty Night, because dignity is beautiful.
I think I was blind before I met you.
Made out of sand. Sometimes it slips through my fingers. I'm not afraid to
Thank you.
All right, folks, that was Useless Rocker.
Whoa, what was that all about?
Okay, that's also Danko Jones's Pants, but we won't listen to that. Okay, we heard the song Useless Rocker from the Smugglers. Haven't played those guys in a while. The Smugglers, yeah, that album that we heard the song from was called Rosie, released back in 2000 on Mint Records, of course, yes. Now, of course, you should all be familiar with Grant Lawrence. I always knew Grant Lawrence, actually, as simply the lead singer of the Smugglers, yeah. And then slowly but surely, sort of in the O's, if you will, the early 2000s, I was like, well, he's on CBC. Listen to that. How cool is that? And now I hear him quite frequently on CBC. And I also heard he had a baby. So he had a baby, I think, in August. So where are we at now? September. So he's got, what, like a six-week-old little boy. And I do that because I have two of my own, and I've been there, and it's not easy. It really isn't. But good for them. So there you go. All right. That was the Smugglers. Now, before that, we heard something I haven't played in a long time, and I love that song. We heard something from the Montreal band, the Besnard Lakes. And from their, I believe, 2010 album entitled The Besnard Lakes Are the Roaring Fire, or sorry, Are the Roaring Night. The Besnard Lakes Are the Roaring Night. We heard Like the Ocean, Like the Innocent. And we heard part one and part two. All right. And, oh, yeah. And then, of course, we heard Moonface in there before that. Now Moonface is Spencer Krug, who was in the band Wolf Parade, originally from British Columbia. I want to say the interior. I think he might be an interior guy. Lived in Victoria for a long time and was involved in some bands over there. Now a Montreal resident, has been for a little while, and he is doing his own thing, and it's called Moonface. Anyways, the name of the album we heard that song from was called Organ Music, Not Vibraphone Like I'd Hoped. And the name of the song was called Return to the Violence of the Ocean Floor. Yes. All right. And there you go. It is 7:30, and the station you're listening to is CITR 101.9 FM. I'm your host, Anita B., and this show is Sam Squanch's Hideaway. Yes, it is. All right. What are we going to listen to next? Oh, I know. We've got a little Buck 65. Kind of excited. I like this song, Wicked and Weird. Now, I don't know why. I just instantly flash back to one of my favorite shows that's not on the radio, but on TV right now. And that would be Mr. D. Love Mr. D. And
I'm just thinking about, I don't know why, but Maestro Fresh West. I don't know. I'm just thinking of Canadian rap, and somehow I diverted my attention over to Mr. D, which is a very funny show. If you get the chance, watch Mr. D. It's about this high school teacher. Well, he teaches at a private school, so he teaches anywhere from about grade 5 all the way to grade 12. And he's just the worst teacher ever. But a very good teacher happens to be the other Mr. D. That's right. And that would be Maestro Fresh West, who's looking quite pretty good, considering he was born in, I don't know, 69, something like that. So let me tell you, he's looking pretty pretty dapper. Yeah. Okay. So that, I don't know. That I just thought I'd throw that out there. A little plug for Mr. D. But back to Buck 65. Richard Turfry. That would be the guy, Buck 65. And we're going to hear the song Wicked and Weird. Now I'm trying to remember the name of the album this is from. I'll let you know. I have it someplace, but you know. Yes. Okay, here we go. This is Buck 65 on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Driving with a yellow dog, I-95's got a smile on his face and big shiny eyes. Up at a decent hour, never ate yet. Got a little Johnny Cash in the old tape deck. Nothing in the trunk but some baseball gloves. Pair of jumper cables and a set of golf clubs. Blanket on the back seat, we're in rough shape. Sunroof held on with a bit of duct tape. Looking for a gas station, better make a list. Fill her up with regular, I need to take a piss. Sexy girl air freshener, stacks in a pinwheel. Top up the fluids, clean the bugs off the windshield. Not a care in the world, not a how and a why. No destination, not a cloud in the sky. Back on the road, not a moment too soon. Dish ran away with some other spoon. Wicked and weird, I'm a road hog with an old dog singing soul songs, trying to hold on. Wicked and weird, I'm a rat fish trying to practice doing backflips on your mattress. Wicked and weird, I'm a road hog with an old dog singing soul songs, trying to hold on. Wicked and weird, I'm a rat fish trying to practice doing backflips on your mattress. Hole in the muffler, ghosts on the shoulder, cough drops, loose change in the beverage holder. To roll down the window, you gotta use a wrench. Been thinking about brushing up on my French. Right there in the glove box, if you should look, you'll find 40 parking tickets. It's in a copy of the good book, don't bother looking. You'll never find me, I'm starting from scratch and leaving trouble behind me. Wicked and weird, I'm a road hog with an old dog singing slow songs, trying to hold on. Wicked and weird, I'm a rat fish trying to practice doing backflips on your mattress. Wicked and weird, I'm a road hog with an old dog singing slow songs, trying to hold on. Wicked and weird, I'm a rat fish trying to practice doing backflips on your mattress.
Thank you. was sweet and magical. I gave my guitar your name, but now you're in someone else's touring band. The songs I sing are shameless.
Farm Aid at the UBC Farm, September 16th. Come on down to the 9th annual Farm Aid at the UBC Farm, September 16th at 3 p.m. This free admission family-friendly event is a celebration of food, music, and community at Vancouver's last working farm. Festivities include square dancing, farm fresh corn, and a beverage garden featuring handcraft brew from East Van Storm Brewing, and so much more. To find out more information, visit www.landfood.ubc.ca and look under events.
Old or New Testament?
I think the New Testament.
The question is, Pilate. Remember Pilate from the New Testament?
What's this Pilate? He fiddled well.
Yeah, no, well, just a minute. Let me ask the question, then you can give me the answer, okay? Did Pilate want Jesus to be crucified?
Pontius Pilate washed his hands of it.
So did he want him to be crucified?
Yeah.
No. No. No.
Well, tune in every Friday afternoon, 3:30 to the Night Watch Show on Sunday.
Well, find a good church. It'll help you.
Hey.
All right, that right there was the theme song to my summer of 1996, let me tell you. I love that song, and I still do. That's JAL, which is an acronym for Jennifer, Allison, Laura, and Eve. From their 96 album, So Wound, the song is Allie. And the song Allie is actually about the departure of Allison from the band. So what happened is there was Jennifer, Allison, Laura, and Eve, and they formed the band back in the early 90s in Halifax. They were friends of Sloan, and they really couldn't play at very well or at all. And Allison was the first drummer. She was the drummer. And eventually she left, and she moved on to the band Hardship Post, which was a Sub Pop band. And JAL was also Sub Pop. And then they, what happened? Then Mike Belitsky came on the drums, and then they were still JAL. And then eventually Laura got pregnant, left the band, and then JAL turned into the V's, and they toured as a three-piece. Yes, that's the story, folks. They really weren't the same as they were before. All right, that was JAL. Before that, we heard the Dudes. The Dudes are a band out of Calgary, and we heard the song Mendoza Line, Whoa Caroline, from their 09 release, Brain Heart Guitar. And then before that, we started the set off with Buck 65, and I didn't realize how old that song is. That was, the song we heard was Wicked and Weird from his 2003 album, Talkin' Honky Blues. Whoo! All right, my name is Anita B, and the show here is Sam Squanch's Hideaway. Sam Squanch's Hideaway, in case you're wondering what the reference is, because my mom is in town, and she asked me, she's like, what's that? Well, it's from a long time ago. It was from the early 2000s, like, I don't know, circa 2001 or so. Remember the Trailer Park Boys? Yeah. Well, Bubbles saw what he thought was a Sasquatch, and he kept going, it's a Sam Squanch. It's a Sam Squanch. There you go. So in case you've ever wondered, all four of you, I know. All right. Let's see. Oh, goodness gracious. I only have 13 more minutes. Wow, time really has gone on, hasn't it? All right, that means you may not hear from me until 2 weeks from now. Yes, I shall be back in 2 weeks. My show runs every second Wednesday from 6:30 until 8. And Val Cormier is on next. Her show is Folk Oasis. She's here from 8 until 10, and it's her birthday. So please, let her be happy. Make her happy, you know what I'm saying? And she is what are you, Val? 27. Yes. All right. Jay Arner. We're going to listen to some Jay Arner. Yes, we will. Actually, I just ran into Jay. He's quite a nice, he's a friendly chap. I've known him for a long time. Very casually, of course. Jay Arner. I'm hearing an echo. Okay. All right. So this is, Jay is, newly on Mint Records, and he has a new, obviously a new album out. It is well self-titled. And I just ran into him and some of the Mint crew there at the very cool Tiki Bar on Main Street. There is, if you didn't know it, if you've never been there. I've now been there a few times, and it's awesome. It's at Main and 28th. I forget the name of it, but it's tiny, and it's very dark, but it's got tons of atmosphere. And it's on, in case you're curious, 28th, and it's on the east side of 28th. Or sorry, Main. Around 28th on the east side of Maine. There you go. So I highly recommend it. Back to Jay. Yes, Jay, 10 songs on the new album. And we shall hear, let's see, what are we going to hear? We are going to hear song number 3. It is called Broken Glass. Yes. And Jay's been in 1,000 different bands, etc. Oh, that's better. He's been a stalwart on the local scene, the local music scene. But he's still pretty young. He started off as a really young guy, and so there you go. Without much further ado, let's listen to his song here. And the station, of course, is CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. Hey, I just fixed my mic. I wonder if I was sounding weird. CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. And what else did I mean to tell you? I will see you all in 2 weeks.
the acts including Edward Sharp and the Magnetic Zeros, Rifflandia Festival is back for its sixth year with over 150 bands performing over 4 days across 14 stages in Victoria. See acts including Edward Sharp and the Magnetic Zeros, Big Boy, Death From Above 1979, Matt and Kim, and Stars. It's all happening Thursday, September 12th to Sunday, September 15th. For full event details, visit rifflandia.com.
Come sing me a song. Let the octave belong.
Hi everyone, we're from the UBC Food Society.
Yummy!
And we're the only food club at UBC.
We're about feeding students, but also teaching them how to feed themselves. Through our restaurant outings and cooking workshops, we hope to expose you guys to the diversity of cultures, flavors, and food communities Vancouver has to offer.
So if you want to get involved, email us at foodsociety@gmail.com. Or check up on our website at www.ams.ubc.ca/clubs/foodsociety, or you can even join our Facebook group.
your memory, it jogs to the moment.